Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I once again take this opportunity to invite you from wherever you were to our program entitled The Reviving Word. Today, our subtopic, I'll be speaking about desiring the bread of life. Desiring the bread of life. We are reading in the book of John, a gospel according to John, in the 6th chapter and verse 33. The Bible reads, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." I repeat, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." My brother, my sister, as I share to you what God has put on my heart today, I want you to open your heart. I want you to open your spirit as you receive from the Lord. The Bible has just declared to us that it is he who comes down from heaven who is the bread of God and who gives life to the world. That bread gives life to the whole world. When we read even in the book of Luke, the gospel according to Luke chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says that Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Also, in the book of John, again in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, the Bible says that, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." You see, all these verses, they speak on just one same thing, and this is the word of God. Which is the bread of God, which comes down from heaven, and who is and who was Christ Jesus. Jesus is the word of the Lord. When you keep on feeding on God, when you keep on feeding on Christ, when you keep on feeding on his word, you nourish yourself, you build yourself, you cherish yourself, you build strongly yourself in your spirit and even in your soul, even in your body. So this bread which Apostle John was talking about is a symbolic of the word of God that he gives to us, or which he gave to us, which in turn should give or we should share to others. Friends, we have a mandate. We have the mission that keeps us existing on this world. It is to be feeding on the word of God, to keep on feeding on the word of God and then share it to others. Because the Bible says in the book of Matthew that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall follow you who believe. My brother, my sister, it is a time that we are in that you may desire, that you may have that hunger, that thirst, which is not the hunger and the thirst of money or the worldly pleasures, but the thirst and the hunger for God's word. It is time that you open the pages of that book, which is called the Bible, and you feed on the word of God daily. So
as you feed your life with the word of God, as you feed yourself with the word of God daily, you yourself will not be hungry and thirsty. And then after, God will make you to be a distributor of his word to others. God wants and he desires you and me to be his distributors, his messengers, his carriers, bearers, the bearers of his word. But that can't happen when you don't open your Bible, when you don't read the word of God, when you don't study the word of God, when you don't feed on the word of God. Automatically, you'll become weak, you'll become hopeless, you'll become doubtful, you'll become unbelief, you'll become fearful, you'll be attacked by all forms of evil because you are empty. There is no word in you. But it is a time that the Lord is calling on us, believers, Christians, people of God, to study and to feed more on his word. It is God's desire that his people should not be hungry or thirsty anymore. It is his desire that we should be fed, or we should feed ourselves on the word of God and be full of his word, so that we may withstand all the challenges, evil storms and winds which battles us on a daily basis. The more we feed on God's word, the more we read the word of God, the more we fill ourselves with the word of God, the more we become so easy to share it with others. The more we feel like we can't do anything else but instead sharing it with others. So my brother, my sister, I encourage you. I encourage you to read the word. I encourage you to feed on the word of God. I encourage you to read that Bible, to open the pages of that book of the Bible and feed yourself on the word and listen to audios, to messages of God's people, and feed your spirit with the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. So, my brother, my sister, when we feed ourselves on the word of God, when we fill ourselves with the word of God, we will multiply, we will increase, we will have a breakthrough, we will have the peace of mind, we will be victorious in all our ways. So let us purpose to feed on his word and share it. That's when we will be fulfilling our destiny in Christ as a believer. Did you know that your major destiny, your major responsibility as a believer, as a son of God, as a Christian, is to share his word with others, is to feed on the word of God and share it on with others? And that's why the Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will follow you. Let us be consumed with the same passion that we have when we are looking for money, when we are looking for jobs, when we are looking for other worldly things. Let that same passion be the passion to feed on the word of God and share it with others. My brother, my sister, we are in a time that we need to share the gospel, that we need to preach the gospel to our surroundings, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our workmates, to the people that we stay and work with, that the people that we work with, the people that we stay together with. It is our responsibility as believers or as the children of God. We also need to partner with those who propagate the word of God through praying for them. We need to pray for those evangelists, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the pastors who are daily laboring to propagate the word of God. We also need to support them financially, because the key kingdom of God needs people who are kingdom-minded. The gospel is free, but to take the gospel to another person, to another city, to another direction or another location, it takes money. So my brother, my sister, it is a time that we become kingdom minders or kingdom builders, people with a heart to build and to advance the kingdom of God. So we need to support those people in the field of evangelism by supporting them financially or in any way we can to advance the kingdom of God, because this is our major purpose of existing here on earth as believers. But of course, you cannot do that when you are empty, when you are void of His word. But when you are full of His word, it will automatically be inside of you. You'll feel it without any strain or any force or anything, but you'll just feel it automatically coming out of you willingly, cheerfully, and you'll feel like supporting, praying, and sharing the word of God. So my brother, my sister, I pray and I encourage you to always desire to feed on the bread of life. This is the word of God for you today in Jesus' name. So my Father, my God, I pray for my brother, I pray for my sister, that he or she may become a kingdom minder, a kingdom builder, a person who is going to advance the kingdom of God through prayers, through supporting the kingdom, through feeding on the word of God daily and sharing it to his or her friends, her workmates, her neighbors, in the name of Jesus. I pray that that passion, that zeal, that burden will be on his or her heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is your brother, Apostle James Karejea, who encourages you and wishes you to be well in the Lord. Shalom.